Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in Tom Ricketts, Cubs chairman, joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Tom.
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Well, we're delighted to talk to you, and I got to tell you, it's a more interesting home opener than maybe we expected it would be because of the slow start to the season. Where are you at with where this team is right now? We saw an improvement, I suppose. A lot of people saying that if there is such a thing as a good loss, that's what happened yesterday. But it's been a slow start. How do you feel about your team heading into this home opener?
Yeah, obviously it's been a tough way to start the season. I mean, you don't want to stumble out of the gate like we have. But you also have to remind yourself it's a very, very long season. And we got good people. I mean, I think to the extent that we need to juggle personnel to make sure that we have the right 25 guys ready to go every night, there's no one in the world I would trust more than Theo and Jed to do that. I think those guys will make sure that, you know, as issues pop up now and throughout the year, they'll make sure that we get the right lineup. And frankly, when it comes to, you know, using that personnel to win games, I trust Joe. You know, he's been one of the best managers in the game for a long time. So, yeah, I look at a bad start. I know it's a long season, and I believe that we're gonna get it going the right direction here shortly.
So, Tom, I don't need to tell you, you have a $210 million payroll. It's the second highest in baseball. Yet there is a perception that, okay, the Cubs can't go out and get a relief pitcher or fortify their bullpen with the right arms if they're out there because of budget constraints. Where's the line between perception and reality as it relates to what's available for Theo if he wants to be aggressive and go out and sign a Craig Kimbrel or sign a pitcher out there with funds that may or may not be available?
Well, I mean, there's always a little bit of flex in every year's budget, but typically we don't think about that until you get toward the middle of the season. I mean, I don't know about Craig Kimbrel. That's, you know, that may be that may just be a bigger ticket than what we can swing. But honestly, Dave, look, it's about performance. I mean, we've got the resources. We've allocated those resources to the people we think that are going to give us the best chance to win the division. And now we have to let them do their jobs. And hopefully everyone who's off to a slow start will kind of get back, revert to mean here a little bit, and be the players that we know they can be. And we'll keep moving forward and get ourselves back in this race.
You know, Tom, it's funny to me because when you said, there's no money, when you were asked about it at spring training, I think people don't understand you were talking about the baseball budget, right? So that has led to this kind of weird narrative of everybody questioning what was said. Do you regret saying it that way? Do you think people misunderstood you?
Look, I regret talking about money every single time it comes up because there's no way I could win, right? Like, even if we have the second highest budget in baseball, it's not enough. And, you know, so the fact is that what we do is we've worked very, very hard to generate more revenue for the club, and it almost all goes right back into the team on the field. And, you know, hopefully you put those dollars in the right places and the players that make those dollars perform. But the fact is that the correlation between how much you spend and how much you win is much lower than people imagine it to be. And, you know, you can have a good young team with a fairly low payroll that's playing well that can, you know, get off to a great start. And there's some teams like that out there. And then you can have a team with a higher payroll that's off to a slow start. So ultimately, I think the one thing fans have to know is that we We have the resources that other teams would love to have. Now we just have to have the players who we've given those resources to perform, and I think they will.
One more semi-related money question. Don't hang up, Tom.
When you look
around baseball and you see all the contract extensions being given out and teams making investments in their own talent because they might be smart investments and safe ones over the long haul, I think we saw that reflected in the Kyle Hendricks deal and certainly the David Bodie deal for the good of David Bodie. Do you get involved now? Have you gotten more involved because of the trends in baseball and in the game, because of guys like Javi Baez and Chris Bryant on your roster who still might be candidates for contract extensions, and you may get involved to say, hey, let's do this because it is smart business to lock these guys up as soon as we can?
No, not really. I'm not more involved or less involved. I know about the extensions. Theo and Jed come to me to recommend them, and we communicate on that. But ultimately, you know, our baseball organization knows what its budget is, its long-term budget is, and they try to be rational over the multi-year time horizon. And you know, sometimes it makes sense to go to a guy early and say, hey, we'll buy you out of a couple of your free agent years, and our guys try to optimize that. But it's not like I've become more active or less active in that in any way. It really is a baseball decision.
Tom, did Theo put too much pressure on this team by saying that whatever it was, October begins in April or however he worded it, March? Do you buy this idea that players are saying that, you know, it's too difficult in baseball to expect this much this early? Is that a weird narrative to you? Is that a sensible one? Do you think it was overblown? Do you think it's real?
I think that, you know, when a team gets off to a slow start, people start looking for reasons, and maybe people are pointing at that one. Ultimately, you know, we just have to perform better. And I don't think that, the slogans or any incremental pressure from trying to get off to a quicker start has made any difference. It really comes down to, you know, are the players ready in the moment they have to perform? And you know, obviously early this year there was a few moments where we weren't ready. We had leads and we let them get away, and that's kind of set the tone for the first week of the season. Hopefully with some changes in the bullpen and just everybody settling into the season, that narrative will change and we'll just start winning games, and no one will worry about what we talked about in spring training.
Tom, has a very public nature of the way you run the Cubs and the public airing of the emails that come back, that's happened now twice this offseason, interfered with your ability to run the team seamlessly or been a distraction in any way to you? And is it any easier or harder to go to Wrigley Field today as you anticipate a home opener? You go out there, you shake hands, you work the crowd. Do you look at that? Do you expect any sort of different reaction or reception from fans?
No, I really don't. I mean, the fact is that the emails that somehow got hacked and released to the public, I mean, first of all, a lot of the personal ones are 10, 12 years old. And at this point, hopefully people see that the proof is in the pudding. I mean, I think we've dedicated the right amount of time and energy and made good decisions to take the Cubs from where they were to where they are. I think that real fans, you know, ones that come to games and ones that follow the team closely, know that I'm at every game walking around, and they know that myself and the rest of my family really care, and this is a passion for us, and we're committed to seeing championships here on the North Side. It is a distraction, you know, in the sense that it becomes a 24, 48-hour media story that I have to kind of stay on top of. But it's not a distraction when it comes to anything that happens here at the ballpark. Everyone that I've worked with here for all these years knows who I am, knows who the family is, and we stay on point and stay focused. It does create little media dust-ups, but, not much I can do about that.
You know what's really bizarre, Tom, and maybe you don't feel this way, but it seems to me that winning the World Series has changed the narrative so much with you guys. And, you know, Joe goes into a World Series and it comes out with his reputation tattered somehow while winning it. And now the expectation of everyone around you, no longer are people willing to kind of ride the wave of a season. It's now just this sort of I don't know, raised expectation that almost makes it almost makes your job harder because you won. Is that weird?
Yeah, it's a little weird, but you know, one of the things that that I have that I think maybe a lot of owners don't is I have a lot of individual contacts with people at games or, you know, at restaurants or in the airport. And, you know, despite the dialogue around, you know, this pressure to win kind of stuff, people, they know that we're doing our best. And the people I talk to still, I mean, the regular fan who really follows the team knows that, that, you know, we've delivered and we'll continue to deliver and we're working hard. And so, you know, I know it's been kind of like the off-season public dialogue, but I also know there are a lot of people who appreciate the fact that you know, we've done good things here and we'll continue to do good things, and we trust the guys that we've hired, and this season's going to be fine.
Tom, you can walk around here down Clark Street, up and down, and you see all the good things that have happened to this neighborhood, which reinforces the idea that you have to have a good relationship or a working relationship with the mayor of Chicago. There's a new mayor. Lori Lightfoot took over. His history was made last week. What is your relationship like with her? How important is it for the Cubs to develop a good working relationship because of all that's at stake here in Wrigleyville?
Well, I mean, there's first of all, every team has to have a good relationship with their elected officials. There's just a lot of things you have to agree on and work together on. And we're excited to work with Mayor Lightfoot, Mayor-elect Lightfoot. She'll be here today throwing out a pitch. She's friendly with my sister, so she's not an unknown to us. I don't know her as well, so we'll have to build a bit of a relationship. But yeah, we're excited about that moving forward, and it's probably some good things we can work on together. And hopefully we'll just keep cruising. We've obviously made a huge investment in this neighborhood, and we'd like to continue to see the neighborhood get better, and hopefully, you know, working with the mayor, we'll continue to see that happen.
She's a Sox season ticket holder, Tom.
I think all the politicians are.
Prerequisite.
Hey, Tom, we'll let you go. Just curious, you know, you talked about how much you trust Theo and Jed and those guys. How does this stuff work? How hands-on are you? If there were any major changes to be made in season, do they come to you? Is it a group think type thing, and they explain what they want to do or how they do it? Would you stop something that might be overly dramatic? How does it work?
Well, I talk to Theo almost every day, you know, about one topic or another. They keep me informed as to what are the options when they're thinking about making a decision. You know, I'll sit in and just kind of throw in my two cents. But ultimately, it's their decision to make. You know, they're the ones that, you know, need to, you know, they want to be responsible. They are responsible for the results. So they need to make the decision, and we stay out of it. We let them make their decisions, and I'm informed, but ultimately we'll let the guys who know what they're doing make those calls. And like I said, I think that from a personnel standpoint, I've seen these guys make great decisions over and over again over the years, and I'm certain that they'll make the adjustments we need to get the team back to where we want it to be, and then I'm sure that Joe will do a great job of deploying those resources to get us winning again.
Thanks for your time today, Tom. Toughest question on the way out. As a Nebraska sports fan, do you approve of the Fred Hoiberg hire?
Oh, God.
And why not? Yeah, sure. I mean, he seems like a great guy, and he was born in Lincoln. So I think there's some good karma there. So I'll be cheering for Fred as a Husker coach.
You only care about the University of Chicago basketball team. Let's not get into it.
That's right.
All righty, Tom. Thanks a
lot,
appreciate
Tom.
It.
All right, take care, guys.
That is Tom Ricketts. He, of course, the chairman of the Chicago Cubs, their fine owner.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.